Reviews are on that. The point is, hey, you missed a major share yesterday.
Oh, so why don't you give them a quick review?
I'll give you a quick review. Yesterday's share was not shy. Unbelievable. The
It was
basic,
shy.
it was a funny, but it
Was
was
it not
good.
shy? Or it was shy? The
Yeah.
expression, I think, was.
You got to check a little bit. So,
Was it or
yes.
was
It was unbelievable.
it was shy?
Yeah. But it's like saying
It's like saying
unbelievable.
Chaval Azman,
Yeah.
you know? It's a waste of time. No, it's
Yeah.
Chaval
Or like
Azman.
that
Wow. Should I
car's
leave it open? Yeah.
that car's really
Now
bad.
or yeah?
Leave it off. Okay, so bottom line is like this. Let's go. So the signature from Chal over here is that there's two ways Hashem runs the world. Hashem runs the world with the Hanhaga of Yichud, and Hashem runs the world with the Hanhaga of
Okay,
Mishpat.
so before we move forward, let's just clarify the whole concept of Yichud because we got a whole new version of Yichud now.
Yeah. Yichud means Hashem is runs the world
Directly.
directly. There's nothing else in the world other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the point of everything in the world that we see that covers him over is just to pose
What's him
that
over?
covers him over
Yeah.
is just there to pose a challenge to us to reveal him in those things as well. And that's the idea of Yichud.
Great. That
The
was great.
idea of Yichud is that everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the point of the world is for us to be partners in being Megala the Yichud. And
Megala means
Megala revealed the Yichud of Hashem in the world. That number one
that's on
principle.
a general level and a personal level.
Yeah, that's number one principle. Number two principle is that the world is going to reach its ultimate goal of Yichud Hashem. That because Hashem created the world, he's gonna make sure that goal happens.
One way or another.
One way or the other. And therefore, there is an overall hanhaga in the world called Yichud Hashem. Okay? That's the hanhaga of the world that gets the world to its tachlis, its ultimate tachlis of being Megala, that he's the king over the world, and all the ra, everything leaves, and all you're left with is a clarity of Hashem. That's the
And no
point,
free will.
that's number two.
Right?
In that
And
world,
no free will.
and that world, there's no free will because it's not about free will, it's about Yichud Hashem, it's not about us.
Because you know
But
exactly what the story
there's
is.
another world, there's another world that Hashem has, which is the world of Mishpat. And that's the world where we have Bechira. That's the world where we have struggles with Ra and Tov. In that world, everything has to make sense. Everything has to be according. You get punished for Averis. You get rewarded for Mitzvahs. That's the world of Mishpat. Mishpat. The two worlds, technically, Hashem could run the world with Mishpat. Hashem could run all the world with Yichud. But there are times when the Yichud Hashem has to come in and realign the world of Mishpat to make sure that it's not veering off too far, that it will get over to the Tachlis of the ultimate Bria. And that's where the Yichud of the world, the Hanhag of Yichud, will sometimes redirect the world against
Hanukkah
Mishpat,
is influence, right?
yeah, against Mishpat to redirect it so that the true Hanhag will come out. Right?
That was great. How about that was real clarity?
Yeah,
Thank you.
good. So,
Is this different than like a Midos HaDin versus Midos HaRachamim?
it's a little different. It's a little different because
It's
there
all different
you could
levels.
say Midas and Din and Midas Rachman are both within Mishpat. It's how do I want to deliver Mishpat? This is nothing to do with Din and Mishpat. It has to do with Hashem reaching the world to its ultimate goal despite Mishpat. It doesn't always it
Uh,
doesn't
wait,
have it
it
supersedes Mishpat.
supersedes. I
It's
got
not within Mishpat.
Yeah,
Din
because
and
like.
Rachamim is two ways that you could understand a Mishpat. Okay?
In
And
my head,
now
Rachamim means even though maybe like tit for tat, you deserve X. I'm not going
I'm not
to.
going to, but that's within Mishpat. Within Mishpat, there's only people that
Interesting.
is Rachamim, right? So now what happens is he was Mechadish to us. And by the way, someone showed me yesterday, someone that comes to the Shir, a Shtickel Torah from Rav Moshe Shapiro. And he writes over there in the Shtickel Torah from Rav Moshe Shapiro. Listen to that. He says, everybody must learn the entire Sefer Das Tevunos. Because in the Sefer Das Tevunos, there are the basic principles of Yiddishkeit. Especially what he says about Tzadik V'ra Lo,
Well,
which is what we learned last night.
well,
That's what he says over there in Rav Moshe Shapiro. Especially what he says about Tzadik V'ra Lo. Now, what does it say about Tzadik V'ra'lo? So we always understood Tzadik V'ra'lo within the world of Mishpat. Well, maybe he's giving you, you don't really deserve it, but you kind of deserve it, but really it's saving you because this way you're getting more Olam Haba.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's always within the world of Mishpat. Rabbi Chaim here says one of the major, apparently, according to Rabbi Shapiro, the biggest chiddush in the Sefer is that the reason bad things happen to good people sometimes is not because of Mishpat, and it makes sense in Mishpat. It does not make sense in Mishpat. It doesn't make sense in Mishpat. But the Hanukkah of Yichud required it. The Hanukkah of Yichud required sometimes that even a tzaddik who didn't do anything wrong be the victim of Ra. Because at that moment, it was necessary, Hashem saw the way the world's working, I need to bring the Ra out a little bit stronger right now. I need to make sure the Ra is stronger. Why do I have to make sure the Ra is stronger?
Meaning it's still a cheshbon, it's not random, right?
No,
It's not like a
hold on, we're
victim.
getting out there. He's a victim of Ra, but he doesn't deserve it, and according to his ma'isim. So Hashem chose him to be the victim of Ra, and that the Ra in the world is going to become strong, and he's going to be the victim of that. Now, you say, well, why is it fair? It doesn't have to be fair. Fairness is a function of Mishpat. Hashem's not working in Mishpat now, he's working in Yichud. In the world of Yichud, Hashem has to get the world to
Or
adjust.
Hashem's cheshbon, it's fair. We
Yeah.
don't understand how, right? I guess
So,
that's the point.
no, but he adds a point. In Yichud Hashem, the Ra has to get strong right now. And then he says a whole Chiddush. What's the idea? Why does the Ra have to get strong? Because one of the ways of Yichud Hashem is by showing that Hashem exists in the Ra. So in order for to show that Hashem exists in the Ra has to be strong and then overturned. If the Ra is strong and then overturned, that brings out a greater Kiddush Hashem. So the person that was the victim of the Ra ends up being the vehicle through which Kiddush Hashem came out. Because now they were the ones that the Ra took hold of, the Ra became strong, and then they're going to see the Nekama of Hashem on them. And they're going to see how Hashem made the Ra become overturned. And now, through that Gilui of, through the Hanukkah of turning over the Ra, everything became clear. So that was their function in the Yichud Hashem. So they were part of bringing out the Yichud Hashem in the world. Okay. He gave an unbelievable mashal to this yesterday. The mashal to this yesterday was, oh, and he said that the people that are chosen to be the victims of Ra, that's called mazel. That's called mazel. It's not called maisa. Maisa is in the world of Mishpat. Mazel is in the world of Yichud. That's how he says it.
So if someone
And
has bad mazel, is
it
that what that
means that
means?
they, yeah, but it's not necessarily going to end up being bad for them. But the point is that it's what's going on to them is not according to their maisa. But it's the hanhaga of Hashem's Yichud, which is the bringing out, right? That we call, this is what we call the pendulum theory, is that sometimes the world just goes, Hashem ignores it, like by the Dor HaMavol, for 10 generations. You know what? I'm just going to do a mishpat right now.
I was thinking about that. He did speak to Noah.
Well, that's at the end of the 10 generations. But the point is, for 10
And he raised and he
generations,
spe and he spoke to us Cain and Abel and That's a
Ar
Rachamim and Mishpat. Is that an example of that?
yeah,
You mean this Rachamim within the world of
yeah,
Mishpat?
so Hashem's going to let it go, mishpat. You guys can live or whatever.
But Cain
If
and
it came to
Abel.
the point that if you go further, you're going to veer the world off, that it's not going to be able to bring out Yichud Hashem. So he has to destroy that and start over. That was Yichud. That wasn't Mishpat anymore. That was Yichud.
It shifted
It
over.
shifted now. Okay, now I have to reset. So the Yichud Hashem will come in, intersect once in a while to reset so that the world will continue to be going onto its path. Like the mashal I always gave about this was that a mother wants her kids to. She wants a cake for Shabbos. She tells her kids, "Hey guys, you can bake the cake." Now, this kid's putting in margarine, this kid's putting chocolate, this kid's putting sugar, no shaychus. Yeah, do whatever you want. She sees what's going on. She says, "One second." She starts putting in extra ingredients. Okay, now that's fine. So the cake is always going to come out fine. It's going to be perfect. Now you say, "Well, did they have bechira or not?" Of course they have bechira, but that doesn't mean that they're not bialing how the cake's going to come out in the end. Because Mai says she's going to make sure that it comes out fine, no matter what their bechira is, right?
He'll Hashem
So,
will intervene,
right,
essentially.
and that intervention is for coming from the world of Yichud. Now let's go further.
Would it be proper to say that mishpat is a very low level of yichud? That,
It's a different way of running the world.
but it, is that, are you saying that's on automatic? That's
It's a different way. It's that what happens is based on our actions directly. So that will lead the
Sharia,
world. That will lead
but
to a certain way.
is that a cause and
That's a
effect
cause and effect
relationship
relationship. Yeah.
that is built into Bria?
Yeah. That's
So.
all within the world of Mishpat. And then we do things and whatever, and then all of a sudden there's something that doesn't make sense. I'm not a Navi, and I don't like saying things that, I don't understand. But I think major world events are not from the world of Mishpat, they're from the world of Yichud. So let's say the Holocaust. There was a world of Yichud, Hashem appearing, saying, I need to do some sort of intervention. So when you come in, it's like, why did it happen? It's not happening because of our Meisim. It's nothing to do with our Meisim. It has to do with Hashem's Hanhaga of Yichud. Hashem is controlling the world, and for whatever reason, he chose these people to be the ones that they have to be the ones that are Magbir, the Ra, so that when the Ra is defeated, there's going to end up being a Kiddush Hashem coming out from there. But there needs to be a Hanhaga of Yichud to reset that.
But can't you say, like, because of our actions, it led us to a point that Hashem had to do that?
Yeah, but it's not an einish for those mice. That's just a
It's not
response.
a
The
different,
mishpat.
like, level.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So therefore, everyone asking the question, why did it happen? Well, this affair. No.
Could there have
Certain
been a
things
reality
are
where it
too
didn't
big.
happen?
Maybe.
Or are we not allowed to say that?
Maybe because then the hanhaga, could there have been not a mabul? There could have been not a mabul if they didn't.
Could we even say that? Because it was Ratzon Hashem that it, meaning it
No,
happened,
but
right?
I'm saying,
Yeah.
but in the
The
big
theory,
picture.
yeah.
The idea is you don't have to explain everything within the world of Mishpat. What did I do to explain this? No. Hashem's Hanhaga is running the world. The world's got to, the cake's got to get baked at some point. So you have to do things to set up, to reset the world. Now, let's just go further because I want to do a little bit inside today. We spoke everything
That's good.
that.
That was a really nice review.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I was just very, very, very,
Appreciate that.
I really got a lot of chizik from the piece from Rav Moshe Shapiro. Because he really is like, he sums up, he's like, that tzvunus is super fundamental. And
I kind of like
kind of
your
scares me a little bit, honestly.
Kiddush Levana point.
Yeah, oh, that's awesome.
You want to say it over?
I want to just, I want to go weiter, and then if we have a chance to review it. Amar HaNeshama, it's always Kuf Samach Tes. Omnam im kein nigzar oimer, she'ein tzchar v'oinish boilom ezechol, elo boilom abo. Are you telling me that there's no tzchar v'oinish in this world? And now you're telling me that tzadeh v'raloi, everything's yichud, and now nothing makes sense anymore? So now we're on the other side. So now you're telling me that I look at something, it doesn't necessarily make sense. Amar seichel neinu keno rule. It's not like that. Avatzar shetein yakdama
I
ikris.
get it, like the opposite extreme.
Right. So he's
Like
saying,
there's no
now I'm
concept.
telling you everything's mazel, like what's going on? So he says, no. Yihine amru chazal, vahi ra'av bimei David. There was a famine in the days of David. Ikr. Utnaisa shaloi. Loi haya roi liyos bimei David, el bimei shol, el aidesha yashol grufish shal shikma gulgul akashbog of bimei David. Basically, what this means is that there was not supposed to be a famine in the days of David. It was supposed to be in the days of Shaul, but it was pushed off to the days of David. I don't know what that means. Hashem doesn't use mazel all the time, unless it's needed. There's a very, very deep system in the world. Here says it again. And there's two ways that Hashem runs the world. Derech Haschar Va'Oinish. One is called Derech Haschar Va'Oinish. Until now in the Sefer, he called it the other one, Derech Yichud. Now he calls it Derech HaMazel, which means the Mazel is how the Yichud interplays with each person individually. In other words, the Yichud Hashem is the overall thing, but how does that affect me? Why
I
am
was going to
I the
ask on an
subject?
individual level,
So
how do
that's
we
the thing, that's
interpret
Mazel.
these things, you know?
And Hashem chooses. Sometimes it's this method, and sometimes it's the other method. Whatever he feels is going to be better for the world at that time. When he's talking about Schar V'Onesh, it has to make sense perfectly. And Avraham Avinu says, you're going to destroy stone? Could there be that a tzaddik is going to be destroyed along with Sodom? In other words, he was understanding that the destruction of Sodom was a mishpat thing. And if it's a mishpat thing, there can't be any part of it that doesn't make sense. However,
how could a tzaddik be killed for something he didn't do?
But in mishpat, it can't be. And since
like
you
the
destructive,
right? It said it would, if they didn't do the blood, it would have killed anyone, right? Is that what at
maybe
least
even
it,
that's a different anaga.
I thought it's like once he releases
but
the
that's something
mouth,
else, right? Right.
Something like that.
You ainyonim haneilodim lefiseder anhagas hamazel v'tchuna sabriya k'vashibiyad. And when Hashem chooses to judge with mazel, then it goes by what the world needs in a different way. Vine gamze yoylu tzadikim schos yoyser. Now it comes out that tzaddik can even be. Get a bigger source. If Hashem was high on his side, he says, if Hashem would only use mazel, and Hashem would only have the tzaddikim be punished based on mazel, so every time someone got punished, they would say, oh, I'm a tzaddik, I'm mazel.
It's wild.
And everyone who wanted Yisurim. So Hashem wanted to mix it up a little bit and make it a greater Nisayan that no one could understand why I'm doing what. Sometimes it's Mishpat, sometimes it's the Yichud.
So you don't know.
Right. I think that's maybe Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, brand new Pshat, I'm going to say. The Gemara in Brachas says that if something, if Yisurin happened to a person, when Yisurin happened to a person, he has to be Boydik his Meisim, check his Meisim. Is it Bittul Torah, Yitla b'this, Yitla b'that? If you can't find any Yitla b'Bittul Torah. So Rabbi Yochanan had Yisurim. Hani Garmai, the B'na Asirai, that he buried his 10 children. So Rabbi Yochanan had a lot of Yisurim. He checked his Meisim. Said, there's nothing I did that would deserve this. Right. Not even Bittul Torah. So he says, oh, what is it? Yisurim shall av. I'm giving you Yisurim because I love you. So I always thought it meant, I'm punishing you so I get more al-Nahab or something. He's saying a brand new pshat. Saying Yisurim Shal Ahava means it must be coming from the world of Yichud. It's not coming from the world of Mishpat. And in the world of Yichud, you were the one chosen. I had to choose somebody to be the one that could bring out Gilui Kavod Shemayim Nira, and I chose you. In the end of time, you will be the one, when the Toiv comes out of it, you will be the one that will get scarf all of that tov.
But is it I had to choose someone, I choose you, or is it I had to choose you, Badafka? Meaning you were the
okay.
one that would make it how it is.
Right, okay.
So
maybe Badafka,
I'm wondering.
There's two things we learned about this. One is that we learned that when we are oppressed by the Goyim,
oh, so this, right.
That's one thing we learned. And now we're learning that and
even
suffering that we
yeah,
had.
That's a little bit of a bigger chiddush.
Yeah, so it's different. It's
good point. I was wondering if Ben was going to pick up on that. The biggest challenge in life is if Hashem only used mazel, it wouldn't be that bad because then you would know it doesn't have to make sense. But now that we think it does make sense, that's the problem. Shlomo looked through the whole generations. Pirish. Sometimes it makes Hashem makes it look like the tzaddikim and the rishonim are both getting treated the same way. And he's getting punished because of his meisim, but the tzaddik is getting punished because of his yichud. It's very complicated, right? Avram v'Nimrod and v'chol acherim amuskam medrash shemaisim uchiyach haemes azois. Also, today, why is this done that way? No one can fully understand the ways of the world. Sometimes Hashem runs the world with Schavonish, or Pam Bederach Mazel, and sometimes it's with Mazel. The whole Dover she is Chadish al Adam. Hine ain Shom and Misha Mephis, and no one can know. Im min Schavonishu, or Kivim Maisav, if it's because of Schavonish and it's his Maisim, Im min a Mazel, Hagoyzer, or is it Mazel? The Yesh Bechol Dover, Dover, Panim Lakan Lakan, and sometimes the Maisim goes both ways. At Shalib Sawyer Ma'oid, a person gets inside confused. Beroyv Machavoysa, Visharapov Bekirboy. He's all. He plants his foundations of Emunah strongly. They should know that everything Hashem does is for sure makes sense. I always thought it makes sense within the world of Mishpat. He's saying now, no, it makes sense because there's also another, there's Yichud, there's another factor here. Vein avlochas Hashem. Look, Hashem chayyim lo yitachin derech Hashem ela mishmarti yam etc. Klolo shel davar. What's the fundamental principle? Shnei drachim hein derech schaver oynish derech hamazel. It can be schaver oynish or mazel. Ve'adam baruch mishtamish mohem, and Hashem uses each one at His whim, whatever it is that the world requires at that particular moment. Now, we want to review quickly the part about b'kiddush levana.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So the Michal said that these two anhagas are represented in the sun and the moon. The sun is the thing which is fixed over there, never changes.
That's Hashem.
That's the Yichud.
Oh, the Yichud. Yeah.
That's the Yichud. But the way we experience it is, well, we have the sun, but that's the sun's koach. There's a koach of Yichud in the world. There's another koach of the moon. The moon is dark, sometimes it's light, and it shines off of the sun. That means it's an expression of Hashem in this world, but it's an expression of Mishpat. And therefore, in Mishpat, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not good. The world changes all the time.
Like a reflection.
Yichud is never like that. Yichud is always the same. It never changes. It's always Hashem's Yichud in the world. What changes is Mishpat. And therefore, the reflection of the moon represents Mishpat. The sun represents Yichud. And that's why they're both circulating all the time around each other, because they always interconnect. And there's a constant interconnection between the two. That was his bar. Okay, Shkar Chabai Sain.